Memory. How should a democratic society react to an attack such as that at the Oktoberfest? In 1980, the Wiesn was closed uniquely for one day of mourning. The city of Munich had difficulty finding an appropriate response. By contrast, politically active groups such as the DBG Jugend München remembered the victims every year on the 26th of September and demanded resolute action against right-wing extremism. On the first anniversary, the city of Munich unveiled a bronze steel in memory of the victims. However, it does not place the act in a political context, nor does it bear the names of those killed. These were only engraved on it years later at the insistence of the victims' relatives. Despite repeated remodeling at the entrance to the Wiesn, no suitable way was found to remember the survivors as well or shed light on the attack. The city of Munich has been addressing these shortcomings since 2015, and in dialogue with the contemporary witnesses, compiled this documentation.
Neither this country nor this city or its residents are to be held ransom by criminals. A closure of the Wiesn would only underline the condemnable intention of the assassins. For this reason, one must therefore say, life must go on.
Press release on the continued operation of the Oktoberfest. Lord Mayor of Munich, Eric Kiesel, CSU. 27th of September, 1980.
Life must go on. But must it go on as if nothing happened? The perpetrators cannot be allowed the triumph of bringing society to its knees. Wouldn't a spontaneous act of visible mourning and solidarity have been better to demonstrate to the perpetrators and enemies of our state that they are fighting a system which will never give them any support to speak of?
Commentary of Paul Pucher in the Münchner Merkur, 29th of September, 1980.
The first few years, I couldn't walk through the main entrance. It really made me panic. But then, two or three years later, I started to go to the Wiesn again. Never going there again wasn't an option for me.
Mrs. Zimmerer, 2020, survivor of the bomb attack.
I avoid the Wiesn. I don't want to go there. I don't want to see that memorial either. Basically, I don't want to be confronted with the whole story anymore. I've blocked it out of my mind.
Mrs. Foss, 2017, survivor of the bomb attack.
Whether everyone likes the memorial or not isn't the decisive thing. What counts is that people are reminded of what happened. And they won't be, just with the memorial, but only when they take a close look at history.
Mrs. Knobloch, 2019, resident near the Theresienwiese.